This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Arizona Party Rental and Cool Breeze Air Solutions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Jeff Ronstadt without my big brother, Fred, who is... You know, I don't know where old Fred is today. He's probably goofing around somewhere, having a good time. But I want to welcome you all to the show. Remember, if you missed any prior shows, you can check us out online by going to fredandjeff.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter if Fred ever decides to Twitter every once in a while. Maybe he'll hear the show right now as he's traveling around and decide to tweet something. But we got a great show for you today. It's our monthly downtown What's Going On Downtown show. And there is a ton of stuff going on, not only downtown, which we'll get to in a while, but there's just a ton of stuff going on in our fair city. And so we're going to talk about some of the great things that are going on. And we want to start with the 4th Avenue Winter Street Fair. 4th Avenue Winter Street Fair starts next week, December 13th, and goes to the 15th. And, of course, it's down on 4th Avenue. Lots of super fun down there with over 400 arts and crafts booths and 35 food vendors, a couple of stages, street musicians, jugglers, all kinds of fun stuff. And then on December 19th, we've got a swinging Christmas at the Fox Theater. Don't forget to check out the Fox for all the fun Christmas and holiday events they've got going on down at the Fox. But specifically on the 19th, a swinging Christmas is happening. The Arizona Repertory Singers tonight, or this afternoon, actually, this happens today at 2 o'clock. So after you're done listening to the show, you can head on over to St. Thomas the Apostle Parish at 5150 North Valley View Road at 2 o'clock today. And they are going to be having their big Lift Up Your Voice holiday concert. So that'll be a lot of fun. Some Bach and some other things I can't pronounce. But lots and lots of great holiday music. If you miss it today, they're going to do it again on the 13th at the Benedictine Monastery, Friday the 13th. And then they'll also be doing it December 15th at the Benedictine Monastery at 800 North Country Club. Friday the 13th, it'll be at 7:30 p.m. And on December 15th, Sunday, they'll have their show from 3 to 7:30 p.m., and admission is a measly, a paltry $15. So it's quite a deal to go and listen to the Arizona Repertory Singers, a wonderful organization that's been, you know, bringing this wonderful music to Tucsonans since 1984. So check them out. Then we've also got Bead Art Brew, which is happening down at the Spirit Art House, and Beads of Courage. They're doing a stringing a bead for someone you love. That's next week on the 14th at 220 East Broadway. So the Bead Art Brew, that'll be a lot of fun. And then a couple of other things. We've got the Children's La Posadas Procession, which is happening downtown. And we at the Carrillo Intermediate Magnet School presents its annual Las Posadas Procession through the Barrio El Hoyo neighborhood. That's been going on since 1937. I see Caitlin Jensen sitting over there across from me because it's such a wonderful event, Caitlin. Have you seen that event before?
I was part of that when I attended Carrillo as a little child, and it was one of my fondest memories
that
school.
Oh, tell us about that.
I was a little tiny girl. I grew up at Grant and Swan. I was bused over to the Magnet School. I really wanted to go down there and experience the arts and culture education that was offered. So I was just part of this, and they said, yes, this thing started in 1937. We learned all about the teacher, whose name I horribly forget, that started it in this school. It was a great way to really engage a disempowered youth, teach them about their culture and really empower them, show them that they had agency in this place. So it was just the procession, the songs, the music, the dance was a great way to learn so much more.
The Mexican food.
The food, the entire fiesta was really one of the reasons that I do what I do right now, of living in Barrio Viejo, being involved with downtown in my community, was seeing the power of what community can do and what tradition is.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. I'm so happy I was part of it.
So when you were part of this Las Posadas, what did you dress up as? Were you an angel or a sheep?
I'm not much of a follower. Although the first year I was a peasant.
A peasant?
And as a measly little fourth grader, I didn't have much sway in that community. I was just kind of just one of the masses, the unwashed masses. Some would say I still am. But the next year in fifth grade, we drew from a lottery to see who would get the big part.
Mary and Joseph
and the angels and the folks who carry the nacimiento. That was a very honorable place to be as one of the carriers. But me as one of the, my school was 88% Hispanic. I was one of the few white girls who went there. So I drew the part of Spanish narrator.
How did that work out?
I spent weeks and weeks studying, you know, in 1937, blah, 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 you know, learning all of the lines and trying to get the accent down because I knew I would be speaking with all of these viejas who probably don't speak that much English, but they know Spanish very well.
Sure.
And I didn't want to insult them by butchering their beautiful language. So I gathered everybody that I could around to help me, and I don't think I embarrassed myself too badly. And even then I was in fifth grade, so it was probably just adorable.
Well, that's cool. Well, so that's going on too. And like you said, it's been happening since 1937, and that's going to happen next week on the 13th. And again, it's at 440 South Main Avenue at the Carrillo Intermediate Magnet School. So folks, there is so much stuff to do in our wonderful neighborhood this holiday season. We haven't even talked about the low-hanging fruit of, you know, the Winter Haven Festival of Lights. Get out there, please, meet your neighbor, because meeting the folks that you live with is what makes this a great community. You find common ground, and then everybody can get along greatly and enjoy this holiday season. So, for more information, go to fredandjeff.com. Our website will have links to all kinds of fabulous events happening here in the Old Pueblo. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, you guessed it, we've got Caitlin Jensen on next for the Fabulous Downtown Show. So stick around for more here on Fred and Jeff Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're
walking on the fighting. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And, oh, I'm not supposed to say, and welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. Darn it, I already screwed up my first gig without Fred.
Man.
So let's try that over. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. Thanks for tuning in to 104.1 The Truth here on this fabulous Sunday morning. And, folks, if you'd like to hear more of the Fred and Jeff Show, you can visit our website at fredandjeff.com. And download some of the fabulous old shows and meet some of the folks that we've interviewed here on the fabulous show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter to get all kinds of goofy offers from us. You know, we routinely give stuff away from our sponsors like PETA Jungle and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza, the fabulous Coleman family at Mayfield's Florist, our buddy Jason Hartenbach at Flight Grill and the Cafe at Tohono O'Toole. So keep your ears out or your Twitter feed open, because we are like to give away something at any moment. And having said that, that's a terrible segue, but our first guest of the show today is Caitlin Jensen from Downtown Tucson Partnership. Caitlin, how
are
you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very, very, very good.
Good. Thank you so much again for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So tell us what crazy stuff is happening downtown.
Oh, we only have an hour for the show, so I can't quite get into all of it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff's going on.
It is really the holiday season in downtown Tucson. I have to give a huge shout out and a huge thanks to the members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers who were out all morning this morning hanging these beautiful lights up and down downtown Tucson. They're just these gorgeous holiday lights in addition to the decorated windows and a lot of the storefronts. Downtown is transformed into this gorgeous winter wonderland. And let me tell you, it is the place for your holiday shopping.
Well, now, you said earlier between breaks that those guys were out there not only hanging Christmas lights, but they were rehabbing some of the older lights.
Yes, we are. This is why they're just so incredible. Such a wonderful example of how community comes together to really make Tucson a great place to live. We had a lot of these lights. We're a nonprofit. We don't have the time and resources to go out and fix these old lights that are just beat up from the sun, the wind, the rain, all of the harsh elements of the winter. So we had a bunch of lights that we had, but we couldn't use because they're broken. So the Brotherhood looked at these, IBEW looked at these and said, oh, yeah, no worries. We'll fix them. Like, oh.
Very cool.
Wow. Thank you so much. And, They really went above and beyond this year, and we cannot thank them enough. And United Rentals and who donated the lifts to help them go out there and hang these. I really encourage everybody, go down there tonight, check out these lights, and just be really grateful to the IBEW and all of their hard work and all the great services that they provide across
That's
our community.
Awesome. So I get the sense that you guys are trying to get downtown to harken back to what it was like maybe back in the 40s and 50s and 60s when the merchants would put displays in their windows and try to make downtown a great place to come down and shop and kind of experience the change in season.
Well, yes and no. I mean, we definitely want people to embrace their downtown as a shopping destination. I don't know if you caught the paper, what was that, last Thursday, the Caliente section of the Star?
Mm-hmm.
This beautiful spread of all of these great places to go shop for the holiday season. You can already go down there and see just the beautiful window displays in almost all of the businesses up and down, especially Congress and Broadway, but throughout downtown Tucson. It is getting to the point where people can go back downtown, do their shopping, find whatever it is that they need, like it was in the 40s and 50s, but with a very modern twist to it, a very authentic, organic feel. These are all locally owned businesses. And the cool thing I love about it, for one thing, you go down there, you meet your neighbors, you see your friends. There is a sense of community that's just really prevalent on the streets. But at the same time, these gifts and these clothes, these items, these things that you find downtown, they're not these mass-produced commercial things that you can find in any mall, Walmart, whatever big box store you want to go to. These are unique, handcrafted or locally sourced items that will truly be meaningful if you give them as a holiday present to somebody that you love.
That's awesome.
This is something that's unique, and when you're supporting your local businesses, you're supporting your community.
Right.
So much more of that money stays in the community and goes back to help other people in Tucson.
Oh, yeah. As a small business owner myself, I agree with that 100%.
Exactly. I mean, when you support a small local merchant, they're getting their insurance through a local insurance agent,
right,
and, you know, hiring local attorneys and local graphic designers and printers and all of this stuff. So that money just keeps recirculating in Tucson. So it'll come back to you.
I like it.
And you get really cool stuff in the process.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very cool. And you know, one of the cool things about going downtown is, like you've said, the merchants down there offer some really cool stuff. But I just want to point out that downtown has changed so much over the last 60 months.
It's been incredible.
I mean, it's a total transformation down there. I mean, folks, if you haven't been downtown in the last 3 years, 4 years, you are missing out on the vibe that's happening down there. And, I mean, can you give us an idea? Can you give our listeners an idea of how much money has been invested downtown over the last 4 or 5 years?
Oh, absolutely. Just the private investment that's come in the last 5 years, since the beginning of the recession, just the private investment from local individuals, and they're pretty much all local folks, coming in and putting their hard-earned blood, sweat, and tears and capital into downtown, totals over $230 million.
And that's during a recession?
That's during the recession, yes.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's amazing. It's truly a testament to how strong the attraction is for downtown. People want to be there. That's the one thing we hear over and over again from these merchants. They know it's going to be a little bit harder downtown, especially a few years ago with streetcar construction before the big boom. They knew it would be a little bit harder, but they wanted to be there anyway.
Well,
you know, they love it.
And, you know, the one thing that's kind of, it's a little irritating to me, but I get it, is Black Friday, where we all go out and we shop our local merchants, is kind of being replaced by Cyber Monday,
mm-hmm.
where we all go to Amazon.com and buy 90% of our Christmas gifts. But that's kind of defeating the whole purpose of living in a community. I mean, you got to get out there and support these folks.
There's something about, it sounds really cheesy, but there's something about a small town. And yes, our population's around 1 million, but we all know Tucson's the biggest small town you're ever going to find.
Sure.
So walking into a place like Revolutio, Heather is the owner over at Revolutio on 6th Avenue. Really sweet lady. She usually has her little baby boy in the store, Bodie. He is just adorable. Right next door, Eleanor and La Fashionista. Her stories about Tucson and the items that she recovered from places like the bridal shop on Broadway, the grill, her passion and knowledge of the Tucson history. You can't find that on Amazon.
No, you can't.
You really can't find that. You're not going to see it in the mall. You know, you're not going to get the expertise from the folks at the Chicago Music Store who really care about getting you the right item, not just the most expensive item. You know, this is the thing that makes Tucson special. Perry Jewelers. How long has Perry Jewelers been in downtown?
Long time.
I think something like 70 years.
Yeah, it's great. You know,
it's because there's a reputation of service quality. You know, Perry Jewelers survives against all of these big names who we won't mention, because his customers want to come back to him. This is what you get when you're shopping in downtown Tucson. And this is why I love it. It is community.
That's great. You know, you guys on your website, downtowntucson.org.
Yes.
You've got a great app on there. Well, it's not really an app, but it's a tool.
Yeah.
And it's a tool where it says plan your day.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit, I'm going to eat. I'm going to dine. There's an event. I want to shop. You hit that and a calendar pops up. And it tells you all the thing that's going on for the events.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a cool list of all the restaurants, the bars, the everything that's going on downtown.
Absolutely.
Is you can get all that information up to date on this cool little application on your website.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of the website, which again is downtowntucson.org. We have a full list of all of the restaurants, over 60 restaurants in downtown Tucson, all of the retail shops, close to 50 retail shops, and the events which are going on. We have dozens of events every day. We literally have like 300 events a month in downtown.
No kidding.
Some are big. You know, some of them are big Tucson Meet Yourself and the Parade of Lights, which we'll hear about more in a little bit, but some are just like the beach show coming up at Thunder Canyon Brewery. You know, they're not huge events that are going to make the news, but they're really fun.
They're
really good local experiences.
Yeah, and all the stuff that's going on at the Fox Theater.
Oh, the Fox
Rialto,
Theater.
Rialto,
Hotel Congress.
Congress.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Lots and lots of stuff going on.
Lots of things. And the one thing I really do love, a thing that I really do love about downtown Tucson is we get just great music coming into downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Forget who was playing over at Congress the other night, but it was a great show. And these are bands that are known nationally.
Well, let's talk about, Jill, and let's just pick on today.
Okay.
December 8th.
December 8th.
There are 5 shows happening downtown. And they go Winona and the Big Noise at
mm-hmm.
the Fox.
That's Winona Judd,
Xanadu,
of course.
Xanadu, yep. One of Fred's favorite theatrical productions. Matter of fact, last week, if you remember, he regaled us with some singing from Xanadu.
I think I missed that, unfortunately.
The 2013 RTD Wheelers.
Now, that's the roller derby girls out there. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, roller derby. Would like to invite you all to join us to celebrate season 10 with awards and a potluck. That's going on downtown.
Uh-huh.
So if you're big, now I know what Fred's going to be doing this afternoon. Then we've got at the TCC Music Hall, we've got the Bach, Bees, and Beethoven.
Oh, yes.
That's going to be super fun. And that's Tucson Symphony Orchestra. And then
doesn't
our friend George Hansen.
Drawing studio have something too today?
That's right, in the drawing studio. So there are 5 cool events, 3 theatrical productions from the Tucson Symphony Orchestra to Bach to Winona Ryder. Winona Judd.
Yes.
And then fabulous fun with the Tucson Roller Derby and last one, remember? Number five, the drawing studio.
Of course.
Cruise down to the drawing studio, and you can have some fun at their fundraising exhibition and sale. So, great times downtown every day.
Of course.
Folks, go downtown because you will find there's something for everybody.
And really, if you haven't been downtown and you're a little nervous about parking or what to do, where to go, check out downtowntucson.org. Please. I mean, we have a full list of all of that. We have a really cool app on there. You click on a restaurant where you want to go, it'll tell you at the bottom of the page where you can shop nearby.
Very
closest
cool.
parking spot. There's
Very
a little map.
Cool.
Show you where to park.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's so easy to use. Downtown's actually not that hard to navigate, but if you're hesitant, don't worry. We'll take care of you. We got it covered.
Set it up check out before you go down.
Yeah. Just design your day downtown at downtowntucson.org. You know, if you're coming down for the big Merle Haggard show
Merle Haggard's awesome.
What is that, Tuesday? Are you going to be there?
You know, I would love to be there on Tuesday, but I wasn't smart enough to buy tickets in time. So maybe I can bend your arm off the air.
Maybe. We'll see what we can do. See what we can work out.
All right. So, folks, downtowntucson.org. Check it out before you go downtown, because I'm sure you'll discover all kinds of great things you've never seen before. And we got to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour. So we will be back with more of the Fred and Jeff Show. So stick around.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. Welcome back. This is Jeff Ronstadt without my big brother Fred, who is out gallivanting around somewhere, having a good time. Fred, if you're listening, we don't miss you. And we're here talking about the people, places, events, history that make the Old Pueblo a fantastic place to live. And with us in the studio today is our friend of the show, Caitlin Jensen.
Hello.
How you doing, Caitlin? She's from the Downtown Tucson Partnership. And Caitlin, before we get going on the rest of your wonderful stuff that's going on downtown, I forgot a couple of things that are happening here in the holiday season. And one of them is, let's not forget, the Nutcracker that's happening down at the Fox. Last week, our friend Joey Rogers from Dancing in the Streets, Arizona, came on.
Oh.
And so, folks, don't forget the Nutcracker with all of our local kids performing in it. Plus, the Russian Ballet is coming to town, and there's probably going to be four or five Nutcrackers. So you'll always get your opportunity to see a Nutcracker in the holiday. But the one with our friends from Dancing in the Streets, Arizona, is a great one to see. And there's also the fabulous Second Saturdays that's going on.
Yep, that's coming up this coming Saturday.
Yeah. And tell us about that.
Well, it's going to be a great show. We have over at the Scott Avenue stage, Payphone Mafia, which is this really cool, swampy, newgrass, fun soul band. It's really just a good show.
Cool.
And then, of course, we have one of your favorites.
Tesoro.
Tesoro is going to be up there.
A bunch of South Point kids done good. Yeah,
that's exactly.
Great.
So they're out there at 4:15 to 5:30.
Folks, if you have not seen Tesoro, and I know this personally, they're great. They are one of Tucson's best local bands. Get down there and see Tesoro play, because they are worth the time.
And they're totally free.
Wow.
On second Saturday, everything is free.
That's great.
And winter hours are a little bit earlier it just gets cold and dark out there, let's face it. So the music on the Scott Avenue stage will start at 3 p.m. and be over by 7.
Okay.
So you can still get home, get snuggled up with a hot cocoa
right there,
or
with
the hot toddy.
The mesquite fire and a nice glass of Angel's Envy. Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan. But, you know, if you're wandering around and want to stay a little bit later, the Fox Theater will have the Nutcracker. And then lots of music and interactive magic and How the Grinch Stole Christmas will be playing at the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum.
No way!
Yes, of course!
That's awesome!
What else are you going to play this holiday season? So little kids can check that out. That's at the new location at the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum over at the historic Train Depot.
Very cool.
And you can go see Santa Claus at MEB Management on second Saturday over at 120 East Congress. Or there's another opportunity coming up to see Santa Claus in downtown Tucson. It's one of my favorite events. And that's the 19th annual Downtown Parade of Lights.
Awesome.
And we have the parade coordinator, Brandy Haga, who's my coworker and a very good friend of mine in the studio today.
Hey, Brandy, how you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you for having
me. Welcome here this wonderful Sunday morning.
Oh, it's a little early, but okay. I don't usually wake up till afternoon.
You've been burning the candle on both ends trying to get ready for the parade.
A little bit.
So you know, tell us about it.
So this year is 19 years of this wonderful holiday parade in our beautiful downtown Tucson. And after I've lived in Tucson for about 10 years, and I'm still meeting people that have not been to this parade yet, I become very, very disgruntled. I think, why have it? This is a small town. Go downtown, see this parade. It's more than a parade. It's a whole day of activities.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Brandy, before we get into more of the parade, where are you from?
Should I say it?
Uh-oh, it's not. Doesn't start with a P, does it?
She's happily in Tucson now.
I'm from Phoenix.
Oh, so you're one of the good people. You saw the light. You moved south.
I saw the light, and I moved south, and I'll stay here forever.
Alumni of the U of A?
I am not. No.
Oh, no.
No.
Not from that other Tempe Normal.
I shall not say where I'm an alumni from.
I shouldn't
we'll
have asked.
We'll keep that a secret.
I should not have asked. So this parade has been going on for 19 years.
19 years.
What's the genesis of this parade?
Well, a wonderful gentleman named Chris Layton, who works with the city of Tucson now, actually the event coordinator, he started this event with some other wonderful community members, including Mayor Walkup's lovely wife, Beth, and they started the parade. I think there were like 10 parade entries at that point, and it ran around the library on stone. And this is a great thing that Chris said. Actually, you can find the article at downtowntucson.org that was written by Jamie Manser, a little bit about the history of the parade. But Chris said the parade was so short that they had to go around twice so everybody could see. It was like, you know, 10 minutes. And it was quaint.
It's cute, though.
Now,
that is awesome.
Right, it's very cute. Very
and over 19 cute. Years, it's gone from going around the museum or going around the library twice
mm-hmm.
to now.
Mm-hmm.
How big is it?
Now we have about 500 to 600 entries in the parade, which brings about 20,000 people downtown.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
And give us an idea of what these entries are like.
The entries, one of my favorite, I shouldn't say this because I don't want to be biased, but one of my favorite entries is the City of Tucson Parks and Rec Kidco entry. Last year, they had half of the parade entries in their parade. And just their one single entry, they had like 250 kids dancing, all dressed up as penguins.
And the big
happy.
Penguin.
And then they had a float with a live DJ playing music. Penguins. You can find photos of all these entries online at downtowntucson.org. It was amazing. I mean, you have kids that are actually dancing together in this
penguin costumes.
In penguin costumes.
That's outstanding.
Oh, my gosh. I have goosebumps just thinking about it. And this year...
And they had 250 kids doing that?
Same number this year. We're going to have like 250 to 300 kids this year.
Oh.
As Smurfs.
They're doing Smurfs
this year? They're doing
Smurfs
this year?
It's going to be adorable.
Where did they get all these costumes from?
This is what's so great about Tucson. I think parents make them, and you just get involved in your local organization, and you just have fun.
Not
you come
great.
Out.
There's
That's
no
great.
Smurfs R Us?
Smurfs R Us.
No, Smurfs R Us went out of business quite a while ago, Caitlin.
You're crushing my dreams.
Well, once
Sorry
you canceled your
that.
Credit card to them, they had no other, no other patrons. So you've got 300 Smurfs that'll be running around
Smurfs.
Down there. What else you got?
Be careful for those guys. We're driving around downtown that night. We have our wonderful Old Pueblo Vintage Fire Brigade that has about 5 or 6 antique fire trucks that are just decorated in so many lights. Oh, my gosh. Then they have bubbles flying around as they make their way through the route. We have Peppermint Jim, who actually...
Peppermint
Jim.
Okay.
He actually have a great, they go around to different arts and crafts fairs. But as they make their way through the route, you will smell peppermint because they actually spray some of the peppermint as they go along. So you just get this waft of peppermint. And then you get the bubbles from the fire trucks, and then you get the kids dancing.
So all the senses are being attacked at once.
Oh, my gosh, it's overload. It's wonderful.
The sound, the smell, the sights, all of downtown Tucson.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
And then we've got, you know, the big guy that we've mentioned, Santa Claus at the end, and Bicus will be pulling Santa Claus this year.
Now, okay, so I just saw the movie Elf for the first time, just a couple days ago. Are you guys familiar with the movie Elf?
It's been a while.
So there's a part in Elf where Will Ferrell's character, who grows up with the elves, is working in a department store, and the guy that plays Santa Claus is there, and he looks at him and goes, "You're not Santa Claus," and he kind of jumps on him, and he pulls his beard off, and he gets fired. The reason I ask this question is this the real Santa Claus that's going to be in your parade?
I don't know why you would ask that question.
Or will it be a guy pretending to be Santa Claus?
I think we all know the real answer, and this is the holiday parade. This is the Santa.
So Santa will be coming to Tucson early.
Santa is going to be here.
Checking out the Smurfs, the fire engines, the bubbles, Peppermint Jim, all. And at the end of your parade route will be the real Santa Claus.
Thank you. Yes. I have a great story, if I may.
Sure.
So a couple years ago, I've been organizing this parade for about 5 years. I got a call about this time of year. And my daughter, I have a 10-year-old daughter. At the time, she was probably about 8-7 years old. And we were in the car. And I get this call, and she looks at my phone. And the name Santa Claus pops up on the phone.
On your caller ID.
And she looks at me. She goes, "Oh, my gosh.
Mom,
Santa is calling you." I go, "Oh my gosh, I have to answer that. We have to pull over." So I answer the call, and, you know, I talk to Santa Claus, and oh my gosh, it was a great conversation. So I overheard her one day at school.
Now, wait a minute. Don't stop there. What was this whole conversation with Santa about?
Well, I can't. I mean, this is business about the parade.
Oh, wow.
You know, he's got to schedule so much. There's a whole world to go out to. So we had.
She was trying to talk her way back on the nice list.
He gave it away. But it was adorable because I heard my daughter at school the next day saying, "My mom knows Santa Claus."
That is great.
I think I made it as a mom at that point. I know Santa.
Well, you know, the interesting part about all of these parades. And, you know, and it kicks off with the Macy's Day Parade. You know, we're all in front of that TV on Thanksgiving watching Santa for the first time in 2013. The interesting thing is there's probably like 25 Santa Clauses running around Tucson. And the question always is, where's the real Santa Claus? So I have it on good authority here, folks, that the real Santa Claus will be making his Tucson debut, probably the only time he'll be in town, at the Downtown Lights Festival this coming Saturday. Right? Is it this coming Saturday?
Nope. December 21st.
Oh, it's in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Plenty of time to get
back.
Ready for December 21st.
Yep.
Ooh, that's kind of close. No wonder Santa Claus was giving you a call.
Right. He's like, "Oh my gosh, what are we going to do here? I've got a schedule to keep, Randy."
All right, we got to take a quick break, but we have lots more to talk about. So, folks, stick around, and we'll give you some more insight into the real Santa Claus here on The Fred and Jeff Show. This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Hola, Tucson. This is Jeff Ronstadt, and you are listening to the Fred and Jeff Show here on 104.1 The Truth. And if you like the show, you can download some more and listen to them on our website at fredandjeff.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, because we talk about all the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make Tucson and Southern Arizona a fabulous, fabulous place to live. So if you're out there listening to the show, we've been talking to our friends Caitlin Jensen from the Downtown Tucson Partnership and her fabulous sidekick, Brandy, who is in charge of the Festival of Lights, mm-hmm. Brandy Haga. And did I pronounce that incorrectly?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Brandy.
Haga.
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 Haga. Yeah. Brandy Haga. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before the last thing we were talking about, Brandy, you and I were talking about, mm-hmm. and Caitlin, is that the real Santa Claus is going to be at the Festival of Lights on the 21st downtown. And during the break, my friend Jason Hartenbach from the Flight Grill at Pimarron Space Museum said, not true. Not true. That will not be the only time the real Santa Claus will be appearing in Tucson.
He's busy.
He is busy. But according to Mr. Hartenbach, Santa will be landing by helicopter on the 14th next week at the Pimarron Space Museum. They're having a big event out there. Breakfast buffet, crafts for kids, and Santa flying in a helicopter. Now, whether Santa Claus is going to land in that helicopter or not is yet to be determined. But if you want more information on that, you should go to pimaair.org. Because the real Santa might be appearing out at the Pimarron Space Museum next week on the 14th.
Santa is a busy guy.
He is a busy guy.
He has places to go.
Because you figure Tucson's only one of a million places Santa could pop up and say hola.
He loves Tucson. Who doesn't?
This is a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point.
You know, why wouldn't you come back a couple of times?
This is true. And you figure, right, Caitlin, that if it's not ready now, if those wagons and dolls aren't ready today, that they're going to be hard-pressed to fill those orders come the 24th.
Exactly. I mean, he has the entire year to get it done. And
I get the feeling Santa's not a procrastinator.
I don't think so. I think he probably has it down pretty well by now after a few years of practice.
I think so, too.
If he can go around the world to every single household of all the good children in one night, I think he has some temporal leniency as far as getting out here and saying hi to people twice.
Awesome.
I mean, he's just trying to warm up a little bit.
That's probably a good idea, too. That's a good idea. So the Festival of Lights downtown on the 21st.
Yes.
You talked earlier about some of these great entries, the floats, the Smurfs, Peppermint Jim, all kinds of the vintage fire trucks. But what if we want to get involved? Is there still time for folks out there if they want to have a float in
Absolutely.
The parade?
Yes, yes. We would love to see more community members come to this event and be part of this event. So we're absolutely accepting entries until Monday, tomorrow, December 9th. I will be there all day. Come walk your entry through that door, and I will gladly accept it and give you a nice, bright smile.
Now tell us, what kind of entries are acceptable?
Everything. All of them.
I can walk my dog.
You can walk your dog. You can dress
up like a Smurf.
You can dress up. Well, no, we already have Smurfs. Oh. You don't want to overdo it.
Okay, I could dress up I could dress up like a Grinch. I could do anything.
Absolutely. As long as it has lights.
It's got to have
no
lights.
No horses, and you got to have lights.
Okay. What about cars? You've got trucks
cars.
In there. Can I?
Yep. That's all of it.
Sweet.
You can bring 15 cars. You can bring one car. You can bring your motor scooter, bicycle, whatever you want. Just as long as you have lights wrapped around you and you're waving and happy, you're in.
That is awesome.
Yes.
So now, are businesses participating? Like, so could I buy a Ronstadt insurance float and come down there with my people and wave to everybody and throw out lollipops kind of thing?
Well, we don't want to throw out stuff because we don't want to hurt anybody.
So it's not like Mardi Gras where we're throwing stuff. Throwing beads
no, it's the exact opposite of Mardi Gras, actually.
I wasn't going there, but I understand what you mean.
This is a family event.
Right.
But, we do encourage everybody to come down. All the businesses, just family members, if you want to get your family together because they'll be in for that weekend and that week for the holidays, just gather them up. Come down to the office on Monday. You can find us, downtowntucson.org. And you're in the parade.
How much does a parade entry cost?
Anywhere, they start at $35
the
most.
$35, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And why would it cost more than $35?
It goes to national organizations.
Okay.
So it's, depending on what you have, a float could be a little more, but it doesn't go more than $75.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's very affordable.
Absolutely. We want to make it affordable for the community. We don't want to discourage anybody from becoming part of this Tucson tradition.
Are you out there talking to the folks in schools, getting like second and third grade classes to come out?
I am.
Kind of like Kidco is?
Yes, yes. I've gone to many schools, marching bands. A lot of them aren't going to be participating because of the time that it's happening. School's out.
Right.
But we do have a marching band from Sierra Vista.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're out actively trying to get some, you know, the community involved.
All right. So who has been instrumental in helping pay for this wonderful event?
This is the first year where we have had such just an influx of organizations wanting to get in on this. We have 6 sponsors this year.
No kidding.
It is amazing. We have Carondelet. They are our presenting sponsor.
No, wonderful. I would just like to say this once because years ago, Sister St. Joan corrected me. It's not Carondelet, it's Carondelet.
Oh my goodness. Really?
Yeah, it's Carondelet.
I my jaw has dropped.
Most people Carondelet? From Phoenix wouldn't know that.
Oh. Hey. My heart just dropped now too.
So it's
Carondelet St. Mary's Hospital.
Perfect.
They are presenting spots. They have been absolutely wonderful. They are really great organization. We have KXCI, who will be spinning tunes at the park on that day at 4 p.m. Tierra Antigua, I can speak well. Tierra Antigua Realty, Next Care Urgent Care, Wendy's, and KOLD.
Oh, that's great. That's a great lineup.
It is a great lineup. These sponsors have been absolutely amazing in helping us get this off the ground this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Absolutely, yep.
All right.
Yeah.
So you're expecting about 20,000 people downtown.
20,000 people.
Can you give us the route real quick?
Sure. It's in Armory Park neighborhood. So if you go to the Armory Park on 6th Avenue, just south of Broadway, that is the place to be. You want to get down there around, 5 o'clock because this year, for the first year since I don't know how long it's been, we had the mayor's tree lighting at Armory Park this year.
Okay.
Right before the parade. And at the Mayor's Tree Lighting, we have Arizona Opera performing for you. How amazing is that?
That's fabulous.
Arizona Opera.
So what time is the mayor lighting the tree?
5:30.
Is it a traditional Christmas tree or is it a mesquite?
It is a real Christmas tree the ground at Armory Park. It's going to be great. So you get down there around 5 o'clock, maybe 4:30, listen to KXCI, you grab some really good food, maybe some arts and crafts. You see the mayor and his tree lighting. You listen to Arizona Opera. Then we may have a couple of ladies from the Modines performing for the crowd before the parade, as the parade starts and makes its way back to Armory Park, which is where it ends. So you get a wonderful evening of just great music. Like Caitlin mentioned earlier, local musicians. They're wonderful. They've really supported us. And I would also like to say that this year, this is a great year, 19 years. We have 2 wonderful ladies, Leanne and Tana from the YWCA, who will be judging because there are prizes to give out at this
parade.
Wait
a minute. Leanne Hernandez?
Yes.
I know her. Yeah, she owes me 20 bucks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, you know where to find her.
Yeah, no, she's awesome. So the gals at the YWCA are going to be the judges?
They are special judges.
Now, should you have made that public? Because now people can
try
to pay them off.
Well, we want to give a little shout-out to the YWCA and all the efforts that they're making in our community.
Yeah, they're
absolutely
great.
And these two ladies are just fabulous. Absolutely.
That's great.
Fabulous.
So what kind of, is it just best float, best looking kids, best Smurfs? What kind of?
The best looking Smurfs. Well, actually, you can go to our website and download all the information and all the categories, but it's along the same lines. The best youth group, best musical group, the Grand Marshals, the best one overall, best business entry. But I think there's 5. I can't remember them all right now, but check them out online.
Like that's awesome.
Yeah.
And best musical entry?
Best musical entry.
So you have more music in the parade other than the Sierra Vista Marching Band?
We do. We have we have mariachi groups. We have Ballet Folklorico, Santa Maria, I believe. They're a new one this year. So they'll be performing and dancing, and that would be considered a musical group, and I'm really looking forward to them. Yeah, I saw some pictures, and it's absolutely gorgeous what they do.
So if Fred and I decided to march in the band and we brought our kazoos, would be a comedy or a musical group or both?
Well, I think we're full of musical groups, actually, now that you mention it.
That's awesome. That sounds like so much fun. So you've just added more fun to the event with the mayor lighting the tree at Armory Park starting at
5:30.
But you want to get there early because you've got arts and crafts, you've got food, you've got, is it food trucks or do you have
food vendors.
Food vendors?
Yep.
You've got food vendors. Then you're going to have the Arizona Opera.
Arizona Opera perform for the mayor's tree lighting.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So they'll be performing and then the parade kicks off. The parade will probably take, what, about 45 minutes to run everybody around?
Takes about an hour.
About an hour.
Bring your blankets, curl up, cuddle up with your snuggly buddy.
Okay, give me the, where on the parade route is the best place to catch the parade?
The best place is going to be either Armory Park, gets pretty crowded there, or you could go over to the St. Augustine's Cathedral on Stone, because they will actually have food vendors there as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So St. Augustine's is a great place to set up shop to watch the parade.
Yeah, they have a beautiful venue there as well.
Oh, that's
great. So that's a great spot. Big, nice open streets, and that's those are the two best spots.
All right, folks. So it's happening on the 21st of December, and tomorrow is the last day to enter any floats or any entries into the parade.
Yes.
And if folks want to get that, if they want to call you or get more information and put a float in, where do they go?
DowntownTucson.org.
Okay. Or do you have a phone number they could call?
837-6501.
Awesome. Awesome. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Of fun downtown again this month for the holidays.
Hey, happy holidays.
So place to shop, place to eat, place to have fun, music, Merle Haggard coming up, Wynonna Judd tonight. A lot of fun stuff going on downtown.
It's the place to be.
Absolutely. All right, folks, that's the show for this week. We're going to give away, I'm going to give away a dozen roses to Mayfield's florist. If you're the first person to call or to email to Fred at fred@fredandjeff.com, fred@fredandjeff.com, and just let us know how many years have the Parade of Lights been going on. And that's one. And a second one, we'll give away a $25 gift certificate to PETA Jungle, would be whose idea was the Parade of Lights?
Ooh,
whose idea was the Parade
of
Lights?
Ooh.
And I'll give you all a hint. It wasn't Fred or I. So have a great week. Get out there and please meet your neighbors, because meeting your neighbors, finding some common cause is a great, great, great way to be a community member. And folks, also stick around after our show. Ben Beulah Garcia is starting his run here at 104.1 The Truth with the American Warrior and Daily Mail. Ben's filling the chair for our dearly departed friend Dave Sitton. So stick around and give Ben a try, because I'm sure you'll hear some great stuff. So get out there, meet your neighbor, make Tucson a great place to live, and we'll talk to you next week.